Hi, sweet mamas. This is Lindsay House,
and I get to come to you this evening from my not-so-quiet home with the dogs afoot, two kiddos that are settling down for hopefully a good night's sleep, and another kiddo who is on the couch with a bucket, yes, because they have probably the stomach flu. And yesterday, my best laid plans are not going to happen because I will not be sending him to school. So I get to spend this quiet, maybe, hopefully quiet moment just for a little bit with you to just share with you where I'm at in my season of motherhood and what God is teaching me. And so what God is showing me in my exact right now circumstances, but also an ongoing process as I am raising kids who are now, you know, all of them will be in school next year. What he's showing me is how to keep the main thing, or where I need to put my focus moment by moment. Because you see, there's this thing that's called a phone that is like a modern transporter. Now, I'm not into Star Trek, but my husband describes phones as Star Trek transporters that take us from one place, where the place that we're designed to be in this moment, to another place. Or it's like putting our feet where everybody else's feet are, rather than being present with where our feet are in this exact moment. And it can get our attention, it can steal our attention, and it can deceive us into thinking that something else is more important that needs to get done or needs to be thought about or needs to be communicated rather than being present with the people right in front of us. And in this season, for me, that often, you know, between the hours of after school until evening and then morning is my children. And so this is just a moment where I am pausing and recognizing what God is inviting me to do. And I hope that, you know, you come alongside in the journey and see the way that the Holy Spirit is speaking to you through this. So I once again am returning to the story of Mary and Martha. It's one of my favorite stories because I am Martha, let's be honest. Although, to be honest, also, I'm not Martha because I'm not Martha Stewart. I am not the hostess with the mostest. Like, hosting and Pinterest and doing all those fancy, cute things is not my style. And yet, I love to get things done. I love to have a clean home. I love to stress about things and run around. So in that way, yes, I am like Martha. And so as she cries out to Jesus, I feel like that is often me crying out, sometimes to Jesus, sometimes to my husband, sometimes to whatever person is around me saying, help, I can't do this anymore. Why am I the one doing all the work? And yet Jesus's response is so tender and necessary as a reminder to me. He says, Martha, Martha, you are worried and distracted by many things. But Mary has chosen her good part and it will not be taken from her. He says, one thing is needed. And I need to be reminded of that all the time, because I somehow think that I can be the master multitasker, that somehow I can make coffee, fry eggs, answer a text message, write a grocery list all at the same time. And you know, the reality is when I do that, my mind is not really devoted to one thing. And I usually burn the eggs or I spill the coffee or my kids who are crying out for my attention, I somehow don't even hear them or respond to them. When I am so frazzled and doing many things, I am not good at a single thing. And so I need to remember one thing is needed. Now, of course, what I want to recognize here in this passage is devotion to Jesus, to pause in the busyness and the stress and just be with Jesus, like literally nothing else. Because sometimes I can be like, oh, I'm spending time with you, God, as I'm
listening to devotion music or listening to, you know, my Bible app read to me the Bible on my phone, or I'm listening to a really great religious podcast. And it's like, yes, yeah, those are all great ways to spend time with Jesus and learn and grow in my faith. And yet there's something powerful that happens when I literally stop everything and fix my gaze on him. And somehow when I do that, it fuels me to be able to devote my attention to all the other things that are calling to me. And so I just want to invite you, Mama, that, and I need this reminder too, that like even just 15 minutes of devoted time with Jesus, just praying and pausing and resting in him, can be like the most powerful thing we can do in our day. And I'm saying this from a place of not doing that enough. And yet today I just turned to my husband. He'd gotten home from work and I said, I need 15 minutes. And I went and I did that. And you know what? God knew I needed 15 minutes too, because following that, then my son vomited everywhere and the dog got to messes and there were so many things, but I needed just that peace and that rest with him to fuel me to do all the other things. So my invitation number one would be 15 minutes devoted to Jesus, not multitasking Jesus time. You know what? Not even reading your Bible, although that is totally 100% time with Jesus. And that is good too. And if you're spending 15 minutes reading your Bible and that's your time with Jesus, that's awesome. For me personally, though, it literally means getting quiet and just worshiping him and just asking him to fill me, to speak to me, and just being quiet. That's what it is for me. So that's number one. Number two, remembering that my feet are where my feet are. And even though my phone wants to give me this illusion that my feet can be so many other places, the reality is it is not true. Because if I am traveling to all those other places with my phone, then I am neglecting the very place that God has planted me. Now, I'm not saying that it is not great sometimes to use our phones and to just to tune out for a minute, or to use our phones to do a shopping order, or to use our phones to listen to a great podcast or to text a friend. Phones offer us so much convenience and opportunity for relationship in ways that did not exist before. And yet, I think for me, when I'm not intentional about how I'm going to use my phone in a moment, I can get sucked away and feel like I need to do a million things at once and get lost in it. The other thing that can happen is that I can always feel like I'm on the clock. When my phone is with me everywhere, I feel like someone should be able to reach me at any time, in any moment, and I'm on alert rather than just like going on a walk and leaving my phone at home or turning my phone to silent and not checking it. I feel like just having that intentional time with our children where we are looking in their faces and we are present and not worrying about another thing. That's easier said than done, mamas, I know. The third thing for me is thinking about delighting. What can I delight in throughout the rhythm of my everyday? I love pausing and playing with my puppy dog. I love tickling my son and hearing him laugh and wrestling with him. I love just going outside and feeling the sun hitting my face. All of these things, sometimes I can treat as though they're extra or they're the thing that I can do after I get all the things done. And yet as my days are marked with a rhythm of pausing and delighting, it is the most valuable thing I can do for me and for those around me. And lastly, another practice that really helps me is if I'm feeling frazzled and distracted and pulled in so many directions, or say I'm feeling torn between being two places at once, I just pause and I say, Father God, where are you calling me
to be right now? Or Father God, what do you want me to pay attention to? And just having that deliberate pause as I listen to him, as I just center myself, I'm reminded of where I'm meant to be. And maybe it's not totally clear in that, you know, recently I had to choose. I was supposed to be in an event that I had RSVP'd to. My kids were supposed to come. And my kids were really struggling with going to the event. And I had to just ask, what is the most peaceful decision for my heart right now? Now, of course, we have to resist our flesh, right? So sometimes our flesh wants something, but we know that that's not the right thing to do. So we have to be careful with that. But when I think of being feeling at peace, sometimes that means that there's challenge involved, but we know that it's what is right in that moment. And so for me, it was challenging. I really wanted to go to that event, but I felt peace in knowing that whatever the day had in store, my husband was working all day, I was home with the kids, we weren't going to get to go. That whatever the day had in store, that I knew that I was making a decision that brought peace to me because I was doing the right thing, and it brought peace to my kids in that situation. And then reminding myself of that when I go back and question myself, say, no, you know what? I made the best decision in that moment that I could make, and I am where I'm supposed to be. So I just want to invite you guys to remember, if you are also like a Martha that just feels pulled and distracted by so many things, that you are not alone, Mom. That this motherhood in and of itself can be so distracting. It can feel like our lives are bursting at the seams in a beautiful, wonderful way, and also in a hard way with just so many things that we feel like we need to cram in. And yet this invitation from Jesus to Martha is the invitation to us, that as we rest in him, as we center our hearts on him, he centers us and allows us to move throughout our days with more intention and more purpose and more peace, as we know that it's not going to be perfect, that even our best laid plans are going to fall apart at the last minute because a kid gets sick, or that maybe we'll mess up and maybe we will get distracted and not be perfect at being present all the time. But even in all of this, that he tenderly looks at us, that he reminds us that he is our one thing because we are his one thing, that he died for us. He rose again for us. He chose relationship with us to the point that he would go as far as dying on the cross so that he could have right relationship with us, so that he could be with us and offer us his peace. So may you remember that in the distraction and the fullness of your day today, Mama. You are not alone. We are all in this crazy journey together, and Jesus is with you. Have a great day, and thank you so much for listening.